Puss in Boots. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. A big, bad, ugly ogre lives in a beautiful castle. The castle is near Daniel's house. "That ogre frightens everyone in the village," says Daniel to his cat. "I don't like him."
"Look," says Daniel's cat. "There's Princess Caroline in her coach. You like her?"
Princess Caroline smiles at Daniel. "Yes, I do," says Daniel.
"She's very beautiful. How can I meet her?" "I've got an idea," says his cat. "I can go to the king's palace with some presents from you,"
says Daniel's cat.
"But I'm a poor man," says Daniel. "I can't buy presents for the king."
"No," says his cat. "But we can catch some fish for the king."
Daniel and his cat go to the river and catch 4 big fish.
"Now give me a pair of boots and a hat with a feather,"
says Daniel's cat. "You look very handsome with your new boots and hat," says Daniel.
"Good. Now I'm ready to meet the king," says the cat. "What can I call you when I meet the king?"
says the cat.
"I can't call you Daniel. Can I call you Lord Carabas?"
"Yes," says Daniel. "That's an excellent name.
And I can call you Puss in Boots."
Puss in Boots puts the fish in his bag and goes to the king's palace.
"Good morning, Your Majesty," he says. "I've got 4 big fish in my bag, a present from Lord Carabas."
"What beautiful big fish! Thank you very much," says the king. "Lord Carabas is very kind. When can I meet him?"
"Soon," says Puss in Boots. "Very soon."
The next day, Puss in Boots sees the king's coach near the river.
"Quickly, Daniel, jump into the river," he says.
"I can't jump into the river," says Daniel. "I can't swim."
"Look, the king's coming in his coach," says Puss in Boots. "He can help you."
"Help! Please help!" says Puss in Boots. "Lord Carabas is in the river and he can't swim."
"Stop the coach," says the king. "You're cold and wet," says the king. "Please come to the palace with me. I can give you some dry clothes. Then I can take you home in my coach."
"Thank you, Your Majesty. You're very kind," says Daniel.
"That's an excellent idea," says Puss in Boots. "Lord Carabas's castle is over there. I can go to the castle and make tea for everyone."
Puss in Boots goes to the ugly ogre's castle. He knocks on the door.
"Who's knocking on my door?"
says the ogre.
"Go away!"
Please open the door, says Puss in Boots. Everyone in the village says that you have magic powers. I'm a magic cat, and I want to meet you.
The ogre wants to meet the magic cat. He opens the door.
Please come in,
he says.
Everyone in the village says that you can change into an animal, says Puss in Boots. Can you change into a big animal? A big lion?
Of course I can,
says the ogre.
I can change into a lion and eat you.
The ogre frightens Puss in Boots.
No, no, please don't eat me, says Puss in Boots. I'm a magic cat and I can eat you.
You can't eat me,
says the ogre.
Small cats can't eat big ogres.
No, of course small cats can't eat big ogres, says Puss in Boots. Your magic powers are excellent. You can change into a big lion, but can you change into a small mouse?
Of course I can,
says the ogre.
Excellent, says Puss in Boots. Small cats can't eat big ogres, but they can eat small mice.
Puss in Boots looks out of the window. The king, the queen, Princess Caroline and Daniel are coming into the castle.
You've got a very beautiful castle, says the king.
Thank you, says Daniel. And you've got a very beautiful daughter. They have tea. Princess Caroline smiles at Daniel. Daniel is very happy.
Your Majesty, he says to the king, I want to marry Princess Caroline.
And I want to marry Lord Carabas,
says Princess Caroline.